Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Oh, welcome, star babies. You know, we are all eternal beings. We are all spirit. And you are here with me at Heal Your World. It's more than a show. It's a way of life, healing your world. Thank you so much. I have callers who have been waiting over 16 minutes since before the show started. So I am going to get right to my callers, and then I will go over what we're doing today. But you'll find out when you hear the callers. Today, I will say we are listening to our loved ones and our spirit guides, those in pure spirit realm now. And we can really hear them so easily with our hearts. And I'll tell you more about that once I take some of these callers who have been so patiently waiting since 15 minutes or more before the show started. They are speaking with us all the time. They're speaking to our hearts. They're speaking through dreams. And we'll find out more about that. But first of all, I want to get to these very patient and beautiful callers here. Hello, welcome to Heal Your World. Would you like your blessing today, your message from a loved one or angel guide?
I would love that.
Okay, and my name is Heaven. What's your first name?
Debbie.
Debbie, it's wonderful to hear your voice. I'm going to be drawing from the talking to Heaven, not me, but everyone in Heaven. These are cards that are new. I haven't used them more than I think maybe one time on the show before. And these are from Doreen Virtue and James Von Prague. And he helped with a show called Ghost Whisperer, if any of you are familiar with that. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But I saw that show for the first time and I felt like, oh my gosh, they know me. So I'm shuffling through these, talking to Heaven, talking to your spirit guides, talking to loved ones that are in pure spirit realm now. And I come to your card. I feel warmth. This one is just glowing warmth. So this is for you, Debbie. Oh, this is so beautiful. It says yellow flowers, a big heart cloud. You know how you look for shapes in clouds in the sky? This one is shaped like a big heart, and it's an outline heart, and you can see the blue peeking through the middle. And this one says, I watch over you every day. Every day. And I don't try to guess names. I'm not going to go through and say, I think someone with an A, someone with a B. I get the pure spirit message, and I trust you to know who it's from. I feel very, very strong. And the first thing that popped into my head was mothering energy. So I know you'll know who this is from. So much love for you, Debbie. And I think the fun thing, too, is that she's saying, find me in the sky, find me in the clouds, and I'll send you little messages that way and shapes. And if you think, oh, that can't be you, she's saying to you this, that yes, it is. and you can trust her. And this is what came through for you today. Is there any specific question that you would like to ask?
Yes. I'm actually, my husband and I are getting guardianship of a second cousin that's been going through a lot of things and is in defects. I think my dad is kind of helping me with this whole process, and my grandmother and everybody that's up above.
Grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all helping influence me and my husband to get her.
Yes, that's right on, yes. And they'll give you the extra help that you need because that's challenging when it's not a child that, you know, you've raised from a baby. There are a lot of challenges there. There are already some things that have been taught, some fears that she has, and it may cause her to act out, and it's out of fear. And you're the perfect person, the perfect couple to help her through this and to let her be herself and to guide her, to let her know that she is completely loved by you, by your grandmother. It feels coming through very strong today. And if you help her just be herself and open up to what she wants to do in life, the fears will melt away and she will blossom and bloom in your care. So thank you so much for reaching out and for doing this for her. And you have all of your heavenly angels, guides, dad and grandmother helping you.
That's wonderful, because we're getting a little frustrated with this process. It's like we want her now. We're having little roadblocks put in front of us, and there
yes.
doesn't seem like they're pushing it fast enough. So if I can
right.
have their extra help in pushing this
yes.
along so we can get her, that would be so great.
Yes. They see that and feel that, and everything you can possibly learn from what seems like it's taking too long will help you. Will help you when you do actually have her in your home. So everything you can learn from this extra time, it seems like extra time, is valuable lessons for you that are coming through this, and you will have her at the perfect time. And they are helping. So it is all working together, and no time is wasted in this.
That's so good, because my husband even told me that when we first learned about Haley, that my grandmother came to him in a dream and told him we had to get her.
That's true. That feels like her
he said,
today.
And my husband is not a believer of this kind of stuff, and it
no,
was just so ironic.
Anyway.
And it's like, I'm like, well, Grandma, why
yes.
couldn't you come to me in a great dream? I'm like, I've been waiting forever, and you haven't even showed
that's
up
perfect.
Yet.
But here's why. Here's why this happened to me. Here's why. She knew that you would believe it coming from him. She also knew that he might be really skeptical if it was coming from you. If you had dreamed it and told him, he'd go, yeah, yeah, right. So she came to him because she knew that you would believe it when he told you, she came to me. It's the same as her coming to you. She's just giving you extra help by convincing him.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
It does.
She came
does.
To you. Yeah. She came to you in an extra special way by coming to him first. She was still coming to you. That was definitely for you. And that's happened to me before, too. And my husband's one of those skeptical people. And he got a text, an actual text from a spirit that was working with me. And I did nothing but thank her. I said, oh, thank you, because I felt the same way. Well, why didn't you text my phone directly? And then she told me, he wouldn't have believed, he would have been asking you questions still, you know, for days and days. Well, what about this? Well, what about, well, maybe it was just this. It came directly to his phone in the Arapaho language, native language. So he started looking things up, and oh boy, he believed it because it came directly to him. So that is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. Your grandmother's very smart.
Well, good.
Yes.
Hopefully she continues to guide all this.
Absolutely. Blessings to you. Blessings to Haley. This will be such a beautiful thing, Debbie. And blessings to your husband. And she's making a believer out of him. So that's actually very sweet.
Aw. That's so nice.
Have a wonderful weekend. And
I
will. And this process, I pray for it to just go smoothly and everything is as it should be. Thank you so much for your beautiful heart and for taking this on. It'll be a blessing. Thank you for calling and bye for now.
Thank you so much for my reading.
You're very welcome. Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Debbie. That's beautiful. I don't usually, sometimes I do, I don't usually get a name popping into my head, but it's just a feeling, a rush of feelings, and that felt very motherly, maternal. So I know your dad's helping with this whole situation as well, but your grandmother, she's really got her hand on this and helping you. So many, many blessings, and that this will go smoothly from here on out. Oh, we have so many callers. See, I hit on something today. You loved your loved ones, and they love you, and they make things happen. So a lot of people are waiting for their blessings. I'm going to get to another caller, and if I have time, you know, I'll talk to you about my little talk. I see you in chat room also. Mary, thank you, Mary Chapman, Carrie. Carrie's poetry, I see you in there, and I will get to you as soon as I can. I tell you what, I have so many callers today, so we'll do the best we can, and I think we might have a part two on this one. Welcome to Heal Your World, and thank you so much for your patience.
Hi,
are you
how
ready
are
for
you?
Your blessing? Hi,
I am
doing well.
I am definitely ready.
Okay, here we go. My first name is Heaven, and I would love to know yours before we get started.
My name's Gloria.
Gloria, wonderful to hear your voice. And there's someone who wants to give you a message. I am doing drawings today from Talking to Heaven, and that happens to be my name, actually, on my birth certificate. My parents had high hopes for me, I guess. Never can live up to that perfectly. None of us can. But this is a deck specially made to receive messages from your loved ones who are in pure spirit. They are so connected to you still. So I am shuffling through this deck. And when I come to, it feels like a little sparkle or it feels like warmth on my fingers. And then I know, ooh, that's her message. And here it is. Oh, we are soulmates. I'm not even going to try to grab a name for you, but this card is saying we are soulmates, and it's a picture of a sandy beach and two beautiful flowers. They're not exactly the same, but they're perfectly matched, and the ocean in the background, and a beautiful sky, and the sunburst shining through in pinks and violets. We are soulmates. This is what this person who is in pure spirit realm now wants to tell you. That love never, ever dies. And if it changes at all, it only gets stronger. Do you
That's
have any
great.
Specific... Yes. Do you have any specific question, Gloria?
Actually, yes. My question, it's about my husband and I that we've been not getting along very well for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, I'm totally stressed out and I'm suffering with terrible migraines that are just keep getting worse.
Yes.
So
sensitive people, it definitely makes a difference who you're with and how you're getting along. And
right.
there's spirit guides, one in particular, a very strong message for you that you do have a soulmate. Do you feel like your husband is your soulmate, even though you argue, fight, and fuss? Do you feel like you're deeply connected and there are just a lot of things to work through?
Yes.
Then it's worth it. Then it's worth it. And my guidance to you that I'm hearing and feeling from those who love you deeply is to focus on, it's just your homework for today, just focus on one thing, just one thing, even if it's a very small, seemingly insignificant thing that you absolutely adore about him.
Okay.
Because what we focus on grows, and grow the relationship from that. And then as you think of this, you'll start thinking of a few other things. Oh, yeah, and I really love this about him, too. And, and that's why we got together in the first place. And just these kinds of things, to expand on those, because when we're frustrated with somebody, we tend to think about the frustrating thing. We tend to think about what they're doing that really kicks us, and we tend to grow that. And so in our minds, we're always thinking about what we can't stand about them. And that's not good for any relationship, even when you're soulmates. Even when in your heart of hearts, you would not trade them for anyone else in this world or any other world. But focusing on the frustration can kill a relationship, even when the heart of it is so good. So that's what you're being asked to do today, is just change that focus, hone in on that one thing that you truly love about him, and go from there. And as you do that, I believe he will do that as well, because it works that way. When you focus on what you love grows, and what you don't like fades. I've seen that happen over and over. Yes. And I send you healing, I'm sending you healing and love for the headaches, and I think it's directly related to the stress with your relationship.
Right.
I think that's directly related. Thoughts can cause headaches. Thoughts can manifest into physical problems and pain. That's what I'm feeling the strongest right now, is that those frustrations and thoughts, and you connected it to, you feel good, you feel happy when you feel loved, and especially when you are loving someone. You know, sometimes it takes us loving someone for a while until they start reciprocating. And I've seen that a lot in men, too, is once they feel like they're being attacked, they'll really shut down. And it takes a while until they trust again. And it's the same for us, too. That goes both ways. But sometimes we see it most clearly, and we need to be the first ones to try this. And it's an experiment, you know. If he doesn't treat you nice... You don't have to be, you know, totally complacent to him. But it's an experiment. Try it and call me back sometime. Let me know if it's helping. And I send healing to your marriage, and healing for those headaches to just fade away.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in, Gloria. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to my callers today. I appreciate you because this is important. Messages are just pouring through. I feel them. I feel them in electricity. And they need to be given. They need to be spoken out. So whether it's me or another favorite show here on Blog Talk, or a book that you find, you need these messages. So keep searching and finding your messages. I encourage you to do that. Thank you so much for waiting. These callers have been extremely patient today. And I decided right now I'm going to do a part two. So if you don't get through today, call me back next week. These messages are too important to miss anybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Heal Your World. Hello. Welcome. My name is Heaven, and you are on the air. What's your first name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Oh, hi, Nathaniel. I recognize your voice. Welcome to Heal Your World again. So nice to hear you again. I am doing readings from Talking to Heaven, and Heaven talking to you, meaning spirit guides, loved ones that you missed who are in the pure spirit realm now. Would you like to ask a question, or would you like to just hear what they have to say right off the bat?
Right off the bat, I always like to hear what they say because they can think and see things in realms I can't.
As I was asking you, I started remembering, oh, he just wants to hear it right off the bat. Oh, this is beautiful. This is bubbles. Lots of bubbles and clouds and that beautiful pink shining through the clouds with the sunburst. And your message is, we are so connected. Who do you know that likes bubbles?
Bubbles.
This is sweet. This is childlike energy. Someone who was always very childlike and sweet and kind, and you lost them, and yet you never lose them. We are so connected is your message.
Hmm.
If
I'm not exactly sure. I've really known so many people. Both my parents have passed away and aunts and uncles. And I've known so many friends that have passed away even since high school. And I know Linda Satchel.
This is a very childlike spirit. Someone and high school buddies, sounds right. Just someone that you joked around with a lot.
You know, I think it's someone with a real sense of humor, although I think it's Mark Skinner, and I don't know, because he has such a sense of humor. I had talked to somebody else, and we were trying to figure out who he was, and I knew this other guy named Sean Poole that created, like, a comedy thing, and he grew his hair long to give it to cancer kids that didn't have any hair.
Oh.
Grew his hair out about 14 inches.
Oh, great.
And he was pretty cool. And then he passed away. He was riding a motorcycle, and it was about 6.5 years ago. He was riding around, and he went on, you know how those freeway on-ramps are real circular sometimes? I think he misjudged a turn, you know, because it's hard to, by the speed you're going, the angle you got to go, and he fell. Because there's a lot of oil in the road, you know, and when you tip your bike, you know, and then he fell on his, like, spleen, and he lived for a week, and he was he lived at Laguna Beach, and he went out to the beach on September 28th of 07, and, He died. He just died out on the beach, and he never really got medical help. He was a pranic healer for a long time, and I thought it was him coming through with the comedy, and he comes through a lot. But I think it might be Mark Skinner, and he actually killed himself because his parents were his mom was really rich, and she was going bankrupt, and he didn't know what to do, you know, because all the money was gone, and. I don't know how he killed.
Some people do connect their self-worth with their money, and they feel like people won't like them anymore if they suddenly don't have money. So nothing is usually really connected to money, but our feeling about ourselves and our feeling of self-worth. When you said Mark, that felt right. But I know you have a lot of them, and all these bubbles. You have
Kim
a lot
Wright,
of them.
So there's so many more people that I've known that have passed. Terry Flanagan.
Well, they're all saying, and maybe that's important too, we are so connected. Not I am so connected to you, but we are so connected, and just endless bubbles in the sky. It's the most beautiful thing. So, yes, you have a lot of friends there. There's a movie with Paul Newman years ago, Somebody Up There Likes Me. You have lots of them, lots of beautiful, bubbly, childlike spirits that are helping you and guiding you in your life. And so I bless you to tune into them, Nathaniel, and just absorb that. Absorb that and put your finger up to the sky just like you're popping bubbles sometimes, and they'll know what you mean.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend. I have so many callers today. I want to try to get to everyone if I possibly can, but there are a lot of messages from loved ones, learning so much through this myself. Have a beautiful day and have fun, and maybe you can go get one of those bubble guns and just blow beautiful bubbles in the air. That would be fun.
Okay. Hey, thanks
okay.
again.
Much love to you. You're very welcome. Bye. Thank you so much for calling in. Bubbles. That's fun. Oh, Mary, I see you in chat. And you, my dear Mary Poppins from the UK, I know that tends to go in and out. So just can. And you can always listen to the show later. So you are wanting to hear from your mother, or rather your mother is wanting to give you a message. When I get this many callers, I know that this is an important topic. And there are a lot of messages I feel that they draw, the ones who are wanting to give the messages to you, they draw you to this show or to someone else who has a message for you. Okay, Mary. Well, it's from Michael and Mavis. Oh, Mary, you're good, because it's your energy. Every one of you who are calling in, it's your energy that is drawing the message from your guide, your loved one who wants to talk to you. Mary, guess what? As if you didn't already know this, your message, it's a beautiful lighthouse overlooking the ocean. And you know the clouds can be really low and kind of just touching the water. And there's a little fog coming in, but you can still see that light from the lighthouse, and it's on a huge, beautiful rock. It's a red color, red, purple color rock. And the sky, the horizon is a bright pink, and there are golden hues in it. Again, coming up to the beautiful white clouds, and the words are, you are never alone. Michael says you are not alone, and Mavis says you are never alone, honey, and yes, still proud of you. That's your message, Mary. Thank you so much for requesting that from our chat room. So not only can you call in, you can also request from chat. Carrie, I have one for you. Oh, I wish I had told you more often how much I love you. And this is a heart-shaped tree with red, beautiful red leaves, and they're just drifting down and falling and spreading the love all over the ground. That's for you, Carrie. Beautiful. I'm going to take some more callers here. These spirit guides love you so much and drew you here today. So thank you so much for waiting, being so patient. Welcome to Heal Your World. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being so patient. Would you like your blessing today?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay. What is your first name?
My first name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. I like that. That's two names in one. Dee Dee. That's very, very sweet.
Thank you.
This one for you from a very loving guide was right there with you saying life, and I have a feeling they said this a lot to you when they were in the physical. Life is a series of choices. Choose love, Dee Dee. Always choose love.
Okay.
And this is a beautiful green field with heart-shaped clouds above and a gorgeous blue sky just a pure green field that you can just go roll around in, very comforting, very full of light and love and joy. This person loved the outdoors, loved gardening, and loved just giving you little bits of wisdom. It feels like mothering spirit, a grandmother spirit. And she's saying again, life is a series of choices. Choose love.
It sounds like my mother.
Yes. Just always offering advice. Sometimes it will frustrate you. But now it means even more. And my grandmother on earth actually was my true mothering spirit. I just feel her as a mother. So those are very interchangeable. And yes, did she like to garden? Did she, bring
she
you
was
out
a
there? And
gardener. She was so good at gardening. She'd have the neighbors, stop by and always comment about how beautiful her yard was.
Yes, gorgeous. And that's on the card. That's a picture, this beautiful, pristine green field. And that's, yeah. Oh, I have no doubt that that's her. She's just such an advice giver, but in a kind way and with a sense of humor, never trying to be pushy. But sometimes when it's your mother, it can feel that way. But it just, yeah. Have
totally.
A wonderful weekend.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to ask a question. I'm having issues with my hands, and I'm a hairdresser, and I think I might have to change careers. Does she have any advice for me?
Oh, coincidentally enough, that's what my daughter's training for now.
Wow.
And she loves the beauty field so much. There are definitely other things that you can do and still be in that field because it's so good for you. It's actually a healing. It's a way of healing other people's spirits. You know, they talk to you. You get to know them. And you don't want to lose that. You ever thought of esthetician, skin care? Because it's much the same thing.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm not using my hands as much.
Right, and it wouldn't hurt your hands, like, you know, holding the scissors and all that, and even in just the training, my daughter has had to kind of acclimate to that because it can stress the muscles in your hands. Also, getting massage for that, if you don't want to get that up, reflexology, acupuncture, might look into some of that. But if you absolutely would just like to make a switch now, maybe esthetician, you know, working with facials, and it's still the same kind of healing career. You're making people feel better about themselves, and you're also doing a beautiful service for them. So,
that's
what I'm feeling and hearing from her. And many choices, Dee Dee. Many choices.
Yes, I know.
So always choose in that way, always choose what you love. You know, even if it's something completely different, choose something that you love that makes you happy doing it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. She's right there with you always.
Okay.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You
too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Dee Dee. wow, we have so many calls. I just don't even want to take the time to explain what's happening here because it's explaining itself. And sometimes I'll write a lot of different points that I want to make on a show, and I never get around to it. But the messages themselves are explaining themselves. I see Julie Dodge in chat room. This is for you, and I am shuffling through the cards here. Oh, Julie, this is for you. Your loved one is saying, I had to leave that way. I had to leave that way. Someone that you're concerned about, and why did it happen like that? There are so many plans that we make before we come here. There are missions that we have and purposes in our life, and some of them are very short, and it's okay. And oftentimes that spirit will just jump right back in, and they may find you again in another body. They may find you again, or they may just keep guiding you, because pure spirit, it's miraculous. We haven't even scratched the surface of what's possible in communicating with spirit, because we are spirit. We never lose that. We have been in other physical lifetimes, and that's how I feel it. So if you believe that, or if that feels right to you, grab onto it. I've seen it in many ways in my own life, and I've remembered things. So that person, it seemed like too soon, and that everything just crumbled and everything happened the wrong way, and they're letting you know, Julie, that it was the way it was meant to be, and they are still alive and they are still with you in spirit, most definitely. Roxy, 57, also in chat room. I had a friend pass away a few days ago. It may have been suicide. I wonder where he is. Huh. He is everywhere, and he is right with you. If he is okay and why he had to go, please give me some peace of mind. Absolutely. This is one of the most misunderstood ways for people to leave. But they had a mission, and they had a plan, and there's nothing to fear for them. There's nothing to fear. Julie, you're very welcome. She says you're so right on. You're very welcome. You're drawing this. It's your power, Julie. Roxy, oh, this, he's just sending a picture of himself. He's looking down. In this card, it says, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. He's looking down and he's walking through snowy terrain, and he has, I guess he liked hiking boots. It looks like he's wearing his bright blue boots. And he's looking down, but he's not sad anymore. He's thinking. He's contemplating. Oftentimes, it's not anything I would ever recommend to take your own life if you're feeling down, because you'll just come right back in many cases and learn those same lessons that you aborted, that you stopped it. But there's no hell. There's no hell, and he's fine, and he's relearning, he's thinking, he's deep in thought, like in a cocoon or like in a womb again. He'll still learn what he needs to learn. So there's nothing to worry about. His soul is at peace. And there's so much more to learn about when people come and go from this life. Their spirit is still there. And if you were friends with them, they're still right there with you. And his hand on your shoulder, Roxy, it's okay. And it was absolutely not your fault. And he feels your love. So he asks you to feel his. Yes. You can still know him. I understand, though. It really does feel painful, and it is a true loss when we lose them from this world and we're still in it. He'll come to you in dreams and thoughts and favorite songs, and he sends healing to your heart, and you'll meet again face to face. So thank you so much, Roxy. I'm going to take another call here. Thank you so much, callers, for being so very patient. I appreciate you all so very much, and I'm going to do a part two next week. So if you don't get through this week, please call back again next week. We have more messages to give. Hello, you are on Heal Your World. My name is Heaven, and I am here to give you your blessing, your message from a loved one or angel guide. What's your first name?
Hello. My name is Susan.
Susan, hi. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Would you like a blessing today?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm shuffling through the cards that we're using today are specifically for messages from a loved one who has passed on into pure spirit realm, and for you to hear their voice and to hear their message of love for you, because that's the biggest message of all. All of these messages, when you take them down, distill them down to their deepest meaning, is I love you. I'm right here, and I still love you. And this one is footsteps in the sand, and a beautiful azure sea with the green and the blue, gorgeous white sand, like I saw in Florida. I love California beaches, but the white sand I saw in Florida, on a Florida beach. And this is bright clouds over the ocean. It's daytime, and the sunburst coming through with lots of purple and pink. And this person is saying, it was my time to go. And someone that you doubted, could you have done something? Could you have made it easier for them? Could you have prolonged their time on earth? And they're saying, it was my time to go, and you did everything you could. And they're thanking you and sending you so much love. Do you have any specific questions, Susan?
I was wondering if you feel me moving back to my mother's house. I don't know if you meant by that kind of question, or you meant like a spiritual question or
thing. Anything, because they're here to help you. Well, it was my time to go can have two different meanings. So obviously, if you feel like it's your time to move, then do it. I mean, in the logical, we weigh the pros and we weigh the cons. And then you go with your gut feeling. So is she anywhere near a beach or an ocean?
She's about an hour away, but actually, the message that you gave reminded me of my father,
yes.
And it's his home. I mean, my mother still lives there, but because he had died in a nursing home and about 10 years ago, and we didn't get a chance to visit him before he died. He was in the hospital for several weeks, and we didn't know where this hospital was. It was north of us, and I know I carried a lot of guilt because I didn't see him before he died. So
that is hard. That is hard. I went through much the same thing with my father, and that is a tough one. And then it's about the closure and just feeling okay in your heart. Did I try hard enough to see him? Could I have done this any better? And this is assurance from him that you did everything you could, and he knows the love. He knows how much you love him, and he'll never leave you in that sense. If we just knew how much they know. I've done readings before, and I'll get something where they'll know the title of the book that person is reading at the time. They can see that, and it's not like they're invading your privacy. It's just they know on a level of they know what's important to you. They know what makes you cry, and they're there. They know what makes you happy, and they send things. So when you hear his favorite song or a song by his favorite singer or his favorite type of music that he loved, that's a way of him saying, yep, I'm still here, I'm still with you. And you did everything you could, and we're never disconnected. So there was never a time where he felt like you had abandoned him. He knew that you were always with him, because that's a heart, a spirit connection. Nothing can break that, and nothing can stop that. You don't know where the hospital is. Nothing can stop that connection or break it. So that's beautiful. And if you feel your gut feeling to move back, to that house, then go for it. You can always change your mind. But if you're really feeling that now, my sense is that there's a very good reason for that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure because I'm living somewhere else currently and they might be selling the house and I'm just not sure and I'm dealing with cancer myself. So everything's kind of up in the air and I have animals. I haven't lived there in over 15 years, so.
Right. And you enjoy your freedom too, so, you know, you don't want to be giving that up, but then, you know, there may be mutual help if you're living with her for a while. Take your time in making that decision and, you know, weigh the pros and cons and then really go with your gut feeling. And your dad's there helping you with the decision. So take your time. And I'm sending so much healing to you. Healing, letting go, and those cells just letting go and leaving your body and healing. And love to you. I mean, we are all going through healing. We're all aging. It's like we're all learning how to live and we're all dying every day in the physical. But we never die in the spiritual. So there are many, many types of healing. And I send you healing blessings and much love from your father.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Susan. Have a great weekend. Thank you for calling in and call again sometime.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Susan, for calling in. Ooh, I'm flying through these beautiful blessings that I love to give, and it makes me sad if I can't get to everyone. But we do. We just have so many calls today. We're going to do a part two. And so if I don't get to you today, please call in. I'm skipping my ad so that I can take more calls. You can find me, and if you'd like more personal angel guidance, you can find me at intuitivespiritguide.com. So I will give you that information and move right along. In chat room, Deb says, hello, Heaven. Would love to hear from my daughter, Heidi. Okay, here we go, Deb. A request from chat room, which you can feel free to leave a request in chat as well if you'd rather not call in. Not everybody likes to be on the radio, but it's kind of fun. From Heidi. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Huh. This is a hug. This is a hug. A man, and he's hugging a girl. And she's telling you, I was met by so many loving people. I was met by so many loving people. And she wants you to know that. And that's also her saying that whenever you're ready to come up and see me sometime, when you're ready, we're going to have a party. We're going to have a party. And she's with you all the time, and she never leaves you. Her spirit is guiding, helping, loving you. Beautiful message from Heidi. I love that movie. My favorite version of that is with Shirley Temple. I love the story, and it's with her grandfather, and how he starts out to be such a grumpy old man, and then... she's just so sweet that she gets him to smile and they have a great relationship and he's not such a grumpy old man anymore. So thank you so much for that request. And I love this spirit. Heidi, her energy is very playful and loving and smiling and trusting and beautiful. And she's doing well. And she's doing well and guides you and asks you to live your happy life. That's what she wants. I'm going to take another call here now. We've got about 10 minutes, and I'm just going to keep going for as long as I can. Okay, welcome to Heal Your World. My name is Heaven. Are you there for your blessing?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Heaven. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. It's wonderful to hear your voice. I am.
Nice to hear you too.
Thank you. I am blown away today, actually, by the number of calls and people in chat, and they're wanting their messages from their loved ones. And this is special. I'm an emotional little person myself. Debbie in chat, that I just got a message from her daughter, Heidi. She says, oh, my God, so emotional. Thank you so very much. I believe the man hugging her, the picture in the card, is her grandfather. So, yes, in the movie, Heidi. So, Jackie, do you have a specific question, or would you like to just, shall we say, throw the cards up in the air and see what message comes down like a feather from heaven?
Oh, I kind of want to do both.
Okay.
I have a love question.
Let's do that first, and then you can ask a question too. Oh,
okay.
My mind is free. This message from your loved one, my mind is free. I'm sensing that someone who passed was deeply depressed, a lot of anxiety, maybe some bipolar, just had a hard time in life, had a hard time navigating all of the things that can happen in life. And this person is telling you it's a picture of a doorway. This is very different than the other cards. It's a picture of a doorway and the clouds and the beautiful sunburst with purple is above it, but it's like an arch rounded at the top doorway with stones around it. But their mind was closed and having a hard time processing life on earth. But now they feel so free, and there's this bright, blue, clear sky through the doorway as they went through the doorway. And they feel so free now. And that's the message that they're wanting to tell you.
Okay, I get it.
And do you have another question?
No, it was pretty much about a love question. It's about a person. I wanted to know what the spirit guides or the other people on the other side think of it.
Okay.
So, do you need the person's name? I don't know how to do this.
Names.
Okay.
Don't matter.
I
feel this all in energy.
His name is Michael. I just want to know what did they think of that, because I'm having trouble with
how
that.
How they feel about the relationship with Michael?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not all Michaels are created equal. Okay. Well, this isn't anything specific. They're saying they see all of your thoughts, so they know that you're worried about this, wondering about this, or conflicted about this.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, okay, I get it. They're saying, switch. The well-being cards that I have are more detailed in different situations in life. And so I'm drawing from them for you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. As you ask yourself why you want it, or why you want the relationship, the
mm-hmm.
essence of your desire is activated, and the universe begins to bring it to you. Oh, I love this one. I've gotten this one. It's as easy to create a castle as it is a button. So if you're feeling like you're kind of settling because you feel like this might be your last chance for love, and you're kind of just, you know, trying to get through it because you feel like this, you know, this might be it for you. Anything you can imagine being, doing, or having, you can be, do, or have. So much of the theme today was for more. Ask for the big stuff. sometimes we think, oh, you know, I need romance in my life. I'm going to ask for romance. Or I need money in my life. I'm going to ask for money. And we get money, and we get someone who's just totally in love with us, but we don't have peace about it, and it just doesn't feel right. So I like to think of peace as the big stuff. And then when the romance and the money comes, you know what to do with it, and you do it in peaceful ways. It actually enriches your life. So it's not just about having the boyfriend or having the husband, but is this the good relationship for you? Do you feel like this fits, like this is right? Because nobody will ever tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's always your choice, and it's always about helping you feel your own power and come to that decision. And that's your message. I hope that helps. Jackie, are you still with me?
I'm still here. I'm just listening. I'm listening.
Yes.
Ah, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome to you. And it's all a matter of choice. So I bless you to make the right choice every day. And, you know, if you're feeling conflicted all the time, all the time, all the time, and the relationship is just one of anxiety, let go. And just like the butterfly, you know, the relationship won't go away if it's just an obstacle that you need to let go. Or something he needs to let go. You won't lose anything that you're supposed to keep, in other words. So have a great weekend, and just think about that.
Okay, thank
and
you
I
so much.
You love. You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much, everyone who's called in today. If I wasn't able to take your call, please call in. Next week, I'm going to do a part two on hearing from our loved ones. Everyone in chat, thank you so very much. This day has flown by. I appreciate you so much, and it makes me sad to still have lots of callers in the queue and not able to get to everyone. But I'm going to do this one more time, at least. Next week, I don't have the date right here in front of me. Yes, I do. Next Friday, whatever that may be, that's 7 days from now, it will be the 24th of April. So April 24th, we will do this again. I love you so much. And you know what? You are beauty and eternity. Within, you are spirit. That's why you're still connected to all of your spirit guides, all of your loved ones, your father, your mother, your grandparents. They're with you. They're pulling for you. The angels, we decided to come here, but our essence, our core is spirit, and that never dies. You are love. You know that? You are love, and you are so very loved. Call me next week if you didn't get your message this week. April 24th, we'll do this again. Messages from loved ones and angels. Bye for now.
want to know your heart.